Perhaps more importantly, the wall will send a message to the world.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions calls MS-13 one of the most dangerous criminal gangs, linked to dozens of gruesome murders in the nations each year. With roots in Los Angeles and El Salvador, Mara Salvatrucha has 30,000 members worldwide, 10,000 in the United States. A big cluster is in Maryland's Montgomery County, which is just a few miles from the nation's capital.
Where we've seen 18 gang-related homicides in the last 2 years, about 10 of which involve MS-13. Again, they're not the exclusive problem, but they are the largest problem, particularly in terms of the most violent crimes like homicide.
The Maryland State Attorney's Office contends the Salvadoran government's crackdown on gangs there consequently has pushed up MS-13's criminal activities in the United States.
The government's putting pressures on the gangs down in El Salvador. The gang is looking to fight back against the government in El Salvador. They are looking for funds and money to fight the government, and therefore they are using and reaching out their tentacles to MS-13 members throughout the United States.
MS-13 finances its operations through prostitution, human and drug trafficking, extortion, and other crimes. Gang members terrorize communities in the U.S. and Latin America, as one woman describes.
I decided to come to this country to have a family, to have my children. When I arrived here, I realized that this is the same situation because I found there are gangs and drugs.
She says some kids see drug transactions in their neighborhoods and others act as spotters for the police. She also says some of her neighbors tell her that MS-13 forces them to pay extortion money, which is known as la renta to the gang, but other gang activity scares her even more.
They are being very nice to children, but it's to get closer. They know what to do to keep everyone involved.
The woman's observation dovetails with what local officials and activists have noticed too. MS-13 targets increasingly young Hispanics, especially immigrants, for recruitment. The youth are susceptible for several reasons.
Cuando vinieron de su país, no conocían a sus padres.
First, when they came to this country, they did not know their parents because they had been separated for a long time. Second, at least in their home countries, they had the affection of the grandmother, the grandfather, and their uncles. They come here and there are other homes, other brothers whom they think their parents prefer. And third, they arrive at a house without supervision.
I think the unaccompanied minors are much more vulnerable to recruitment.
President Donald Trump has prioritized dismantling MS-13 and deporting gang members, citing national security and immigration concerns. The Justice Department has announced that in its budget, $500 million is allocated to these efforts.
MS-13 recruits through our broken immigration system, violating our borders, and it just comes right through. Whenever they want to come through, they come through.
The MS-13 gang is well ingrained in the U.S. An appraisal from the FBI in 2008 said that the group is made up of mostly first-generation Americans and Salvadoran nationals. Operations conducted in 2015 and 2016 found that most of the people caught were U.S. citizens. Cristina Caicedo-Smith, VOA News.